Right now, an amazing story of my trip to the sauna yesterday. As you know, that's one of my New Year's resolutions. I want to read more books, and I want to start using the sauna because a buddy of mine tipped me off to all the great health benefits, mental and physical, going to the sauna 3 to 4 times a week. And I've been great about it. And I even found a gym down here that is just a few blocks from the convention center. And I got a week pass, and so I've been going over there. And much to my pleasure, I discovered that they have a sauna.
All right.
So I thought it was just a gym, but it's got a great little sauna in there. And it seats about 4.
Okay.
There are 2 seats up high, and then there are 2 seats down low. So I've been going after the show every day over there to work out a little bit, and then I sit in the sauna for 25 minutes is about average for me. So yesterday, I leave you guys. You go to the urgent care, George and Gordo. You go watch cat videos on YouTube.
It was funny. They were playing with yarn. One of them flushed the toilet, too.
No way.
They're good videos.
No way.
So I go to the gym, and then I'm excited because I get to sit in the sauna again. So I put on my towel. And I walk into the sauna, and nobody's in there. I'm like, okay, cool. No awkward small talk or anything like this. I got it to myself. So I sit up on one of the top bench seats, and I've got a view of the clock, which I like. The other seats in the sauna, you can't see the clock, so I like to keep track of how long I'm in there. So I'm in there for about 4 minutes, and this sauna has a big, clear glass door on it. And right outside the door is a little towel area, and there's a little table, and people come there, and there's a little hook, a line of hooks where you put your robe up there. And all of a sudden, coming into my field of vision through the glass door is this incredibly beautiful blonde female.
What?
You assumed she was female?
She looks like Anna Kournikova.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes off her robe, and she hangs it up, and she's just got a towel on, and I'm thinking, oh, she must be going to the whirlpool, or she's like a steam room. And then she turns, she grabs the handle to the sauna door, she opens it, and she comes right on in.
It's co-ed?
And it dawned on me at that point, this is a co-ed sauna.
I never heard of such a thing.
Because the sauna at my gym back home
is in the
guys' locker room, and the women have their own sauna, but this is just... They have one at this gym, and it's co-ed. So this beautiful blonde comes in and sits down right next to me. And we have a little small talk, and she's got a Russian accent.
Oh yes.
Man.
So attractive.
Looking for someone to give her citizenship.
Yes. So
now she's not naked nude, though.
She's naked nude under the towel.
Right, but she's toweled.
Right.
Did you use the, man, it's hot in here, and took the towel off?
Take your towel off and show her, hey, you ever seen an acorn sit on top of a beanbag? Look at this.
No, but I was really, really happy. It just made the sauna experience that much better. So we have a little small talk.
Yeah, I don't think you can talk like that in 2020.
I'm just enjoying being in there with this beautiful blonde as opposed to all the big hairy guys that are normally in the sauna, right?
Mm-hmm. What was the small talk like?
How about those wild bears? That Cold War thing, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't talk constantly. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, chit-chatted here and there, and then you would sit in silence for a couple of minutes. So about 5 minutes goes by, and I look through the clear window, the door of the sauna, and this beautiful brunette comes into view.
Okay, this is a dream he had last night.
Yeah.
You're
in the wrong sauna.
I swear on Danny White, all
okay,
of this happened.
He's telling the truth.
Okay.
Are you sure you weren't in the women's locker room?
Positive. She takes off.
Let the authorities show up.
She takes off her robe and hangs it up. And then I'm thinking, and she has a swimsuit on underneath. Not a towel, but a swimsuit. And I'm thinking, okay, she's definitely going into the whirlpool. They've got maybe like a little small lap pool. She's going in there for sure. She turns, grabs the door of the sauna, and opens it up and comes right on in.
What?
Sits down. Now, she has to take one of the lower seats beneath me and Anna Kournikova.
Yeah.
And so she sits down, and she's wearing this little skimpy bikini, and she's older. The Anna Kournikova girl's probably... I would guess 30, And this woman is probably more my age, maybe 45, something like that. The most gigantic fakers you've ever seen.
What are you talking about,
and they're,
sir?
And they're just heaving all over the sauna. They could not have been heaving more all over the place. She starts talking. She is Italian.
Oh, man.
She's got this thick Italian accent.
Dear Penthouse Letters, I never thought it would happen
never
to me.
Thought it happened
exactly. And so the Italian brunette and the Russian blonde start talking about whatever diet they're on. One was on the keto diet. The other was trying to go gluten-free and blah, blah, blah. So I'm trying to interject with little lines of humor every once in a while.
That's not going over well.
They're going over well with the Italian lady, but not so much with the Russian. But, you know, those Russians, they don't have a sense of humor.
No, so they only know war.
That was understandable.
That's great. You don't have to wait in a food line over here, huh?
Not laughing? No? Okay.
So I just can't believe my good fortune. And this is about an hour before I was to break my coccyx. But my coccyx was still intact in the sauna.
You rub it too hard.
And so I sat there, and I sat there, and I sat there, and my 25-minute threshold comes and goes. And
I'm set a new sauna
saying
record
to myself, you know what? I'm going to stay in here as long as I possibly can.
Creep.
And I ended up making it a record 33 minutes, which is the longest that I've made it yet.
But wow.
At that point,
never lasted that long.
At that point, I didn't want them to have to revive me, right? That would have made me look bad. Like, the longer I can sit in there, the better it makes me look.
But if I tried to get mouth to mouth.
But if I had passed out, that would have made me look like a fool.
But okay, but it makes you look bad too, doesn't it? If you leave at the same time they do, did you wait till they got up?
No, I got up and left and left them in there.
Okay, that's good.
And then right when I left, the Russian came out behind me, but only to get some water and cool off for a second. Then she went back in. But I thought she was coming out to say, hey, we really enjoyed your company in there.
Like, your company was like,
was the best.
Awesome. Like, I mean, the best company.
We really enjoyed your company in there. We miss you already.
Boy, that's great.
Do you have a place to stay?
Isn't that an amazing sauna story?
That is an amazing sauna story.
And I'll never get another experience like that because the sauna back home is not co-ed.
So you going back today?
You better believe I'm going back today.
And ask for them.
Time for sauna.
Yeah, I don't know that I can ask for them, but I'm going back today. So that's my sauna story of sitting in the sweaty heat with a beautiful blonde Russian and a beautiful brunette Italian.
Yes. Incredible.
All right, 608 on the ticket. Next, here from Miami, it's Gordo Zodak.
Tales of women being sorry. Next.